18%.
The facts of the day today on the Good Day program. The English word soup,
yeah,
comes from the Middle Ages. The word sop, S-O-P, which means a slice of bread over which roast drippings were poured. The first archaeological evidence of soup goes back to the year 6000 B.C. The main ingredient was a hippopotamus bone.
You imagine?
You didn't know that.
Some guy, archaeologist, digging up desert in the middle of, you know, Ethiopia or something like that.
Ooh, a soup boat.
And, you know, the guy 50 feet away finds a dinosaur, and I find a soup bone with a piece of bread with some drippings on it.
There it is.
That's my claim to fame.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that last night. I had the best bowl of tomato soup I've had for a long, long
time. You've been raving about that.
Yeah, what was so special about this tomato soup?
Whatever was in it. It was really good.
At the hotel?
It had sort of a nutty flavor, yeah, because by the time I got finished last night, about 8 o'clock when I got to the hotel, and so I wanted something quick. I'm not a goer-outer sort of, you know, I just don't do that.
Well, especially when you're traveling on business trips.
Right.
And stuff,
yeah.
You know.
Right, exactly. By the way, the next 2 days, tomorrow, Friday, and then those of you who listen to the program on Saturday, I'm going to be at the Arnold, or as they say, the Arnold.
Arnold.
In Columbus.
Doug's going to bump us up.
Have they told you? I haven't been involved in this broadcast at all. Have they told you whether you will get to talk to Arnold? Will he be there?
They said that Arnold will be there as of tonight, and that when he is available on the floor, they will bring him to me. That's all I know. I know no more.
And
that's always the case whenever you do any of these things like this, when you're brought in.
So tell people a little bit what it's like this. Well, I had never heard of it, but it's this massive sports convention.
Oh, my God, yeah. Did you look
Columbus.
At stuff online?
I did. Every sport, with the exception of like football, baseball, it's got every single sport represented there, and they do these competitions. It's huge.
Right. Yeah, it's big. 180 some odd thousand people come into Columbus for the weekend. And they go, and there are 40 some odd different events, and it started, and I'll get more of this information tomorrow probably, but from what I understand, it started as a result of Arnold's being a competitor in the, was it Olympia or Universe, one of those.
It was
things.
Mr. Olympia, I think.
Yeah, and it was held in Columbus, and so after a while, something changed in it, and for whatever reason, I guess because Arnold had started to figure out he could make some money on his own, he teamed up with somebody, and they started their own event. And he had enough popularity and recognition, so he attracted a lot of people to come compete in a bodybuilding contest. And from then, it went on to other sports. And just over the years, since the 80s, I guess the late 80s, it just has grown and grown and grown. So they have all kinds
of
things.
There's karate, there's jujitsu, there's bikini contests, strongman contests, arm wrestling, archery, amateur bodybuilding, CrossFit, hockey, skateboarding, table tennis, powerlifting. It looks like mostly... there's a lot of martial arts and strongman and weightlifting type stuff.
Well, that's his background. And that's,
right.
But there are so many other things that are there. That
cheerleading and dance, fencing.
Yeah. Big time stuff. But anyway, so that's tomorrow.
What?
Boxing.
Oh. Get him, Dougie. Get him.
This could be bad.
We'll see. All right, so anyway, that's tomorrow on the Good Day program. The story today, speaking of boxing and stuff, there's a story at DougStephan.com today about a Florida couple that came to blows, literally, and they were actually arrested after the girlfriend unfriended her boyfriend on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Shall I go through this again?
Deal breaker.
There's a fight, and you can see the results of it. You look at DougStephan.com, I think we have some pictures of it there. They got into a fist fight with each other because the woman apparently liked this guy Or no, the other way around. The boy liked the guy. Hello, take three. The boyfriend liked the girlfriend. The woman didn't like the boy, the guy, and so she unfriended him. So what does that involve, actually? When you friend somebody and then you unfriend them.
You just go to their profile and
right.
unfriend them.
You just dump them.
Yeah, there's a little thing that says unfriend, and you can just do that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And I think it is the biggest slap-in-the-face insult.
Is it?
No, I haven't.
It is.
It really
yeah.
is. It's like you can't just, like, just hide my messages if you don't like me, or just, you know, who cares? You can have 5,000 friends.
Yeah.
So this wow, they're 35 and 31. Though. It's not like they're 20 years old
no,
either.
But I got, seriously, this person that I used to date, like, years ago, we had kind of rekindled just a friendship.
Ooh.
And I don't know if maybe his feelings were different than mine. Maybe they grew or something. But he totally unfriended me, and I was so annoyed. Like a year ago. I don't know. I don't know.
Who is he? I'll go beat him up.
The altercation Saturday between Thomas Gannon and Tina Cash reportedly began when Gannon confronted his girlfriend about the updates on her Facebook page. According to the Hernando County Sheriff's Department, in short order, household items and fists began flying. Gannon got hit with a picture frame and suffered a laceration under his right eye.
Great. What do they look like? Intelligent people, or are they from?
There's just a small picture there on the website. Let me go see, and you know, if I can find her.
Well,
so, but
meantime,
she looks. I mean, she, you know, attractive, normal girl. She didn't look like, you know, some kind of Jerry Springer redneck trash or anything.
That's something else.
Although I'm sure she probably is.
Some kind of Jerry Springer redneck trash.
Yeah, you know. Where they,
for those of you who love the Jerry Springer program, that's Rich McFadden responsible.
Let me tell you something. Everybody loves the Jerry Springer program, but they all understand that it's redneck trash that's sitting up on the stage.
Well, isn't it Maury? It's the same thing as Maury. And now there's some other new guy who's doing this, the same kind of stuff.
Oh, Steve. Are you talking about Steve?
Somebody or other,
Steve is Jerry Springer's old bodyguard guy.
Really? The guy who's got a shaved head?
Mm-hmm. I love him. There's something mildly attractive about him.
Oh, yeah?
I don't. And mildly, I mean, I know. If I saw him on the street, I wouldn't be interested, but...
No. All right. There's Jennifer and her Love Lauren stories.
Not
yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com. What do you think about the possibility of a government shutdown? 39% of you said it would be a relief. Uh-huh. It's over a third of the audience responding to that way, Richie. 20% said it would be a big problem. 14% of you said no big deal. 8% of you said it would be a crisis. And 5% said, nah, just a small problem. So 39 plus about half of you, I think that's what people want. Mm. They think that it's time to just stop. So the only people who think it's going to be a problem are the people who get their paycheck out of the feds.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only, and you know, we certainly know that there are more and more people all the time who are working for the government. So, you know, you have, is that something that's bad? It'll slow down the economic recovery. You hear that from a lot of people. But at some point, we really do have to take stock of what it is that we're doing with our money, especially given the GAO report this week, which shows how much really basic bottom line fraud, waste, corruption, abuse there is everywhere, and nobody talks about it. Nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's handling it. We talk about it, and this is part of the stuff that feeds the talk of a revolution in America, because we just have had enough. It's simple, straight to the bottom line stuff in terms of our own reality. In a moment, something surprising is happening, and it isn't with Libya or Gaddafi or what's-his-face, Mubarak, but you'll be interested to know something has changed in the Middle East, and maybe it's for the better. Doug Stephan with Jennifer and Richie, it's 15 past on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to GEICO today.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Of course, not available in Massachusetts. It makes too much sense. Isn't it amazing? The two states that I spend most of my time in are the most confiscatory, stupidly run, backward, idiotic states. Not available in Massachusetts or California. Not available in California, Massachusetts. Hey. 18 after on Good Day. Coming up, the top five songs from 1979. We'll be asking you to identify the top five songs of 1979. The situation in the Middle East. And this is one of those things. Tom Parsons actually put me onto this, and I thought it was. He's a strange guy. The dude comes on with us every Friday, but I've known him for 20 some odd years.
I just love to call him the dude.
Bestaffairs.com. So he sent me this thing about what's going on in the Middle East and how tourists are beginning to flock to Egypt. Because most of the tour companies in Egypt, or who go to Egypt, have cut the prices by 50%. And as a result, people are going over there to watch it. It's like watching Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to go over and see, right, what does it look like? We have all of the, now the disruption, the country, we have these, you know, blow-ups and... And maybe there'd be a little more. So they open up the country to tourism, and a lot of trips have started this month, started the beginning of this month, and people are going over. The State Department warns against non-essential travel, and the tourism companies are bringing people over here. 50, you can go over there for a week for $1,200 a person.
Wow.
Apparently.
So it's almost worth the risk.
Well, it depends on how crazy you are.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go over...
like yesterday, I heard...
fill up the hotels and stuff. Good God.
Spring break is coming up, and there's still lots of kids booking trips to Mexico.
Oh, I'm going to be going. I have news for you.
No, Mexico. No, you can't go.
Crazy, man. Well, I mean, you're going to stay in a gated community.
She goes to America. It just happens to be in Mexico.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Dr. Stefan here on the air, 21 after the hour with Nurse Horn.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
For the top five songs from this week in 1979, here's your job. And so you win the prize by paying attention to my directions and paying attention to the music at the same time. Here we go. We're going to bring you five songs. They were from number five to number one.
Yeah.
We play the song, you identify the artist and the name of the song in order from number five to number one, and you will win the prize. You can go skiing on us if you'd like. We also have Doug Steffen.
Well, you can't ski
playing.
On us. We'll pay for you to go skiing.
We'll send you on a, we'll give you some lifting and go skiing someplace, the Big Bear or whatever. Okay, so this is number five. Who's the artist and what's the name of the song? This is the end of the disco era, so a lot of great music from that. I love the disco era. Number four of this week in 79. Ooh. Ooh. How's that, Richie? Ooh. All right. I mean,
Pointer Sisters would throw rocks at you if they heard you right now. Oops.
That's number four. This is number three. Name of group, name of song, s'il vous plaît. Get it the right way, and we'll nick away at all of our prizes. That's number three. This is number two. This song has held up well over the years. And maybe better than this guy has.
Do you sing this to yourself when you're walking around your hotel?
No, I'm standing here in front of the mirror.
Flexing.
That's it. Okay, so that's number two. Number one.
Every drunk girl in the bar is running to the floor going, it's my song!
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, so we've reviewed the top five songs this week in 1979 from number five to number one. You call us now at 800-510-8255. 800-510-TALK. Quickly to review one more time. Here we go, number five. All right, it's number five. It's number four. Number three. Number two. And then there's the number one song. Okay. So who are all these people and what are their songs? 800 510-8255 on the Good Day program. You got from now until 20 before the hour. Dr. Ken around in the next half hour as well. Speaking of what's around, there's a this stuff, whenever you come across things like this, it always makes you shake your head. Somebody this week found in a mail slot in a post office a letter that was sent in 1944.
Wow.
1944.
Just hanging out?
Well, it was sent by a woman, apparently. No, I'm sorry. It was sent by a man to his girlfriend. She had been at the Red Cross station in Camp Roberts, California. The letter got, it was postmarked Montgomery, Alabama, August 9th, 1944. Addressed to Ms. R.T. Fletcher. And somehow or other, it just stayed. It's hard to imagine. It really is hard to imagine. But the folks in the post office found this letter. And it went to apparently some relative, because this lady's long gone.
Right.
But they
worked
it through.
Boy, that caused some problems.
What?
But, not getting that letter from your boyfriend? What if it's something important?
Right. Yeah. Maybe she never saw him again or something.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe they never got married. And they won't open the letter.
No, it's still sealed.
For privacy reasons. There's a bit. They can see it's a handwritten letter because of a little tear.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So anyway, this is really, I don't know, points out a number of different things, but I think it's a fascinating story in and of itself. Top five songs identified up next here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It may not seem like it right now, but spring is just around the corner. And for drivers, that can mean some serious dangers on the road, so here's what you need to know. The fact is, most people tend to think that it's much safer to drive in spring than in winter, but that's when a lot of problems happen. For starters, thawing conditions can lead to major potholes and uneven roads. Spring is also a time for rains and heavy flooding. You know what that means? More accidents. And if you approach a puddle, slow down because it may be actually deeper than you think. Get your tires checked, since thin treads can lead to hydroplaning. Another issue we overlook is that temperatures can change rapidly in the spring, which can lead to reduced visibility with mist and fog. The bottom line here? Many drivers simply aren't as careful as they are when there's snow on the ground. This is when common sense can save a life, otherwise known as yours. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
You.
I am, as a matter of fact. You see, I am Doug Steffen, and you are Chris McFadden. He's
That's
at the
right.
in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. I am in New York today, tomorrow in Columbus, watching all of these. Cold here today. Yesterday was in the 50s, in the 30s today in New York. It's very interesting. I'm looking out the window here at the I'm looking at the Empire State Building, which is very cool.
Oh,
and the only thing that's in my way is one of these old wooden water tubs that they still use. Most every building in New York that is over 40 years old has a big 4,000-gallon wooden vat. It's not unlike what you'd find in the winery, in the wineries of California or elsewhere, these
like
big
tanks,
wooden...
Right?
Yeah, big tanks. And so they're, but they're full of water. They pump the water up into them, and they then, they by gravity, feed. That's how you get your water in most of these apartment buildings in New York. So pretty interesting to get to that realization. There's such a difference. If you look around, there's such dichotomy here. It's very diverse, and it's fun. Being New York is a fun thing every once in a while. I wouldn't want to live here, but it's fun to be here every once in a while. A lot of attention is still paid to Charlie Sheen. The only thing that I would add to that which makes sense is the ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, says that the kids aren't going to be around him as long as he's got those two drunken boobs around him, and it looked like there were four drunken
that
boobs.
That would be four
two
boobs,
ladies.
Actually. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, four boobs, right.
two will, drunken women, said, four drunken boobs.
Right. He says, she says he wants them drug tested along with him, and so that makes sense.
See, and I know you don't want to talk
about
this.
Kids are at Brooke Mueller's mother's house. I don't want to talk about it. You're right.
But
go
the
ahead.
Crazy thing is, and Jen and I have talked about this a little bit, is what a different person he was yesterday once his kids were taken away, and how focused and almost
psycho.
Normal he seemed,
nah, that's
as
a, that's
opposed
a,
to the psycho
bipolar.
Charlie Sheen that we've seen from the last
bipolar,
week.
Bipolar, alcohol,
how do you control that? You can't control that. Bipolar, you can't control. He was definitely in control yesterday morning.
Not today.
To
he's
get that interview.
Today. Okay, what are we doing about the top five songs? Should we run them one more time? Quick
we
refresher?
Need to, yeah, absolutely.
800-510-8255. This is pretty a good group of songs. They were all number one during this week in 1979. We'll give you quick snippets. You identify them for the prize. That'll be swell. And Dr. Ken's going to join us in a few minutes with a lot of medical news, a lot of medical stuff today. All right, so here we go. Who is this? What's the name of the song?
I gave you number four by accident. I gave you number five is easy, but number four I gave you by accident.
But this is five.
No. But when we were playing number four before, I accidentally slipped and said the artist's name.
So this is... Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, don't say it this time. Here's number four. All right. Who is that? Name of the song, please. Big prize associated with this. Fun contest number three. Fun, I think it's fun. Not a lot of heavy lifting involved in that, nor is there a lot of... I don't think there's a lot of heavy lifting involved in this, but I love the disco era, so maybe more...
No, all these are... Yeah, no real hard ones here.
No. Number two. And they're all fun songs. This is not a music program. This is a conversation program, but a lot of times we spend time talking about the music, so why not have some fun with it, right? Number one this week in 1979... Okay, 800-510-8255. Back to the blame game. Today's blame game focuses on the weather and global warming. I know you'll be shocked to hear this. Global warming has been blamed for the big snows. We have terrible floods and all in my corner of the world. Actually, well, Richie, we got to call Russ. And you got his number.
Russ, call us. He's listening. Call.
Russ, call us.
800-510-8255.
Very good idea. Why didn't I ask you to do that before? Russ is in our station in northwest Ohio in Tiffin. The floods in Tiffin and Findlay and Fostoria, Sandusky, all over that area. There was a lot of melting snow, obviously, and then the rains came, and the water level has been going up and up and up and up and up, Sandusky River, all these areas. So they're having like flood level is 5.5-6 feet above where it normally is. And looking at the picture, did we ever put those pictures? Did I ever send you those pictures of what it looked like behind Heidelberg with the cars floating around?
You did. No, you did not send me those. No.
All right. So let me get. I'll have Russ send you those and put them up on the website. Pretty interesting. 800-510-8255. One of the things today that I cannot comprehend, and I'm happy to ask the question because I don't think that I need to sound like the smartest guy in the world, you can laugh and say, well, there's no chance of that happening.
Well, with me propping you up, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a good shot.
Yeah. So the headlines today focusing on Steve Jobs unveiling the next iPad.
Mm.
And the focus on two things. One, him and his health.
Yeah.
And the second, focusing on how inexpensive it is at $499.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good price for a shiny... what? What is this thing? It didn't exist last
3 years
year.
Ago. Four years. Two, three,
it,
3 years ago.
These iPads have been around that long?
2 years, a year and a half, something like that.
Yeah. The netbook is what, $300 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do they decide it's $499?
Because they want everyone to have one.
No, that's not how they decide. Whatever it is.
How did they decide?
Well, I mean, why isn't it $399 or $599 or whatever it is? People would pay pretty much, you know, within reason, anything. And
people
and
would not pay $800 for one. Well, people would, but not a lot.
Okay,
people would.
But would they pay $799? The difference between $800, this is the psychology.
And
what I'm really getting at, here's what I'm really getting at. How is it that people deal with, we do... with the 99 thing on our prices. Instead of saying it's $500, we frame it at $499. It's $500.
Right.
When you address a crowd of really savvy people, they don't seem to get it any more than the people who are, $499, that's great.
No,
it's a dollar less than $500.
In cars, we used to do this all the time. It's 95 or it's $99.95.
Yeah, right.
It's $89.95.
Why?
Even if you're talking about... And check this out.
No, but I want to know about the human condition.
It's $19,995.
It's $20,000.
Yeah, but $19,000 still makes it in the tens.
$19,999 better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. But it's great.
Always. Always, always, always do it.
It's so
always.
Silly.
Whenever you
if
whenever
you're
I
pay $50,000, instead you pay
$499.99.
$49,999.
Whenever I post something on Facebook, I'm always $9.50, $9.99.
See, I don't do that. And at the store, I always round everything off to the nearest dollar.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Milk's $9 a gallon. What are we going to charge? at $5.99.
You're crazy.
All that does is bring in. No, I'm not, because I don't want a lot of pennies around.
You're crazy.
How am I crazy?
Because you are giving the perception that your prices are higher than they actually are.
But they're still $9.
No.
So I should sell it for $8.99?
They were $8.99 or $8.95.
Yeah.
Okay? It's the perception. It's not the reality. The reality doesn't matter. When somebody walks into a store, it's a instant gratification purchase.
Yeah.
Okay? And they don't think things through when they walk in to buy a gallon of milk. It's not like you're buying even a car. It's like this like, ooh, I want it, or a stereo, or a new phone, or an iPad. Ooh, I want it. Oh, it's only $400 and some. It's not $500.
Yeah, no.
And even with that gallon of milk or that ice cream, it's their perception of when they're standing there at the point of purchase that really just bites.
$4.99 and $500. Isn't that interesting? Richie's perception is probably true. The difference between those two numbers you think is bigger than it really is. You look at the first number, it's a 4. Okay, that's less than a 5. Let's buy it.
It's between 401 and 500.
It works, too,
is
by the way.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It works.
All you see and think about is the 4.
Yeah.
Not
they
the 5.
They wouldn't do it if it didn't work.
Right.
I did Russ call?
Russ is here. Hold on a minute.
Let me talk to him for a second.
Let me grab him.
You want to do spots first?
No, I don't get my. I just can't find my mouse. Here it is.
There's your mouse.
Hey, Russ.
Yes.
All right, so what's it like there this morning, the report from the scene? Send those pictures to Richie so he can put them on the website, will you?
I just sent those to Rich just a couple minutes ago.
All right, so what's the scene there? Tell people around the country what it looks like.
Hey, coming up next, traffic in Cincinnati.
Traffic and weather together from different Ohio.
That's right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, the water has receded out of the parking lots back down to Rock Creek that runs through campus here at Heidelberg.
Yeah.
Although they were expecting the river to crest yesterday afternoon, it has not gotten to that point yet. So we're still under a flood warning here. Right now it's pushing until 12 noon. Not as bad as Findlay, 27 miles to the west. They're still at a level 3 sheriff warning, which means you can be subject to arrest if you're driving because of flooding.
Really?
They have 3 feet of water still on Main Street.
Everywhere in town in Findlay, you can't drive.
Right now in Hancock County, I get press releases from the sheriff's departments about the road closings, and the one from Hancock County was 3 pages long, and usually I get about a half a page from people. So it's pretty bad. The where we are here, the down below, it's probably elevation wise, probably about 40 feet below where I am sitting right now at the new media center at campus here.
Yep.
Parking for the students at King Hall, there was around 30 cars. Was that Monday afternoon that had the water up over the hoods and probably about halfway up the
Is that the picture with the trees and all the cars underwater?
Yes.
Wow.
That's exactly the one, yeah.
Look
and one young man tried to get into his vehicle and start it, and the current started to move. It was like a little S10 or a Ranger.
Yeah.
And the current started to move him. He had to actually call 911 and have the police come and get him out.
Heidelberg
student? And campus security actually stopped two students from trying to put a little flat-bottom boat into the raging
not,
water.
Not among our brighter students, in Heidelberg, I'm guessing.
No. And, like, you know, the football field, the water's about a foot below the crossbar of the goalpost.
And, you know, that we put in that artificial turf. I'm expecting that's going to float up to the... I was going to ask somebody about that, the float to the surface of the water, because what holds that stuff down?
It is attached to the ground. But what was funny, you know, there's about 8 foot tall fencing around the football field as well as the softball field that's directly behind it.
Yeah.
And at the opposite end of the football field from where I am is where like the high jump pit, pole vault pit is for the track.
Mm-hmm.
And the big, about 5 foot deep mat for the pole vault just came rushing right down here towards me. I probably watched it move about 400 yards in about 3 minutes before I was stopped at a couple trees.
There you go.
Heidelberg University baseball field is completely submerged. I mean, they're preseason ranked number one team in the country in Division III, and they couldn't play on their field even if they tried right now.
Really? Well, I think they're down in Florida anyway.
They are in Florida, They don't even actually start playing up here for about another 3 weeks. But
Well, it'll be all of 3 weeks to get them to fix all that up, though.
Probably. Yeah, our YMCA is closed indefinitely. There was between 2 and 3 foot of water in the YMCA, which the new gymnasium floors are ruined, and they have some upcoming charity events coming up there that we normally broadcast from at WTTF. Mm-hmm. So A lot of things up in the air right now.
The good thing of that is you can go to the Y and swim anywhere. You don't have to swim in the pool.
Yeah, you don't have to pay to get in now.
Okay, Russ, thank you.
Hey,
Russ Snyder.
Have a great day.
See you, Russ.
Yeah, you too. Take care. What a good kid.
We like Russ.
Yeah, he's a great kid. He really is. Does a lot of hard work there. Does a good job. I'm just picturing, because, you know, whenever you're familiar with whatever goes on, you see, oh, that's the story in the news, and you've been there wandering around. 15 before that. Richie, what's the story with the top five songs? We've got to get at this so that we can get to Dark.
We've got a stumper here. Nobody's got all the right answers.
You're kidding.
Nope.
All right. So we're going to give you the answers, because I don't want to, this doesn't go on forever. All right. At number five, people want to know, okay, so what is it? Donna Summer and Heaven Knows. At number four, the Pointer Sisters and Fire. Number three, Bee Gees Tragedy. Number two, Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy? And the number one song from this week in 1979, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. 14 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronos up in 60 seconds on Good Day.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with a preview day Friday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% off all fine jewelry. Bally and Warner's bras, 40% off. Plus, take 50% off Izod and Via Europa polos and wovens. And our entire stock of pillows, 60% off. Save 50 to 80% on fashion clearance and shoes for him and her. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you a dipper or a squeezer? It's time to find out. Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup, the innovative new ketchup package that allows for both dipping and squeezing, is now available in Chick-fil-A restaurants nationwide. To celebrate, Friday, March 4th, 2011, is being declared Free Friday at Chick-fil-A. Ketchup lovers who ask for Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup at all restaurants on March 4th between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. local time will receive a free medium order of Chick-fil-A waffle potato fries. Limit one per customer. The new Dip and Squeeze package holds three times as much Heinz ketchup as the traditional packet to make meals more convenient and less messy. For more information on Free Friday, visit the Heinz Ketchup and Chick-fil-A Facebook pages. To find a Chick-fil-A restaurant near you, visit chickfilA.com or the restaurant locator on HeinzKetchup.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to us by the folks that are responsible for MetaFast and also by Digestive Advantage. Interesting, you kind of put the two of them together. I hadn't thought about this before, Ken. But in a sense, Digestive Advantage helps you digest your food better. So even if you aren't on a diet, it's much, much better for you to be able to digest things than not. Is it? I mean, when you get right down to it, the probiotics that come from Digestive Advantage and all the other things that help your system to function better. If you're doing better with your stomach and your intestines, then you get things out of your system and therefore lose weight. Isn't that? I mean, I'm not making that up.
Well, you definitely can do both. You need to eat and you need to digest what you eat, and you need to eat the right things so you lose weight. And we're providing both.
I have seen in my, when I do the MetaFast thing, I have seen how it really does change the way I urinate a little bit more and remove other things from my body. And I think that's part of losing weight, isn't it?
Too much information.
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, it's all part of the scheduling. You eat every 2 or 3 hours, and you're, obviously you're...
But you're cleaning out things that are in your system that need to be cleaned out.
You're not eating a lot of sugar. You're not eating, yeah, I mean, everything, it's obviously going to change you, yes.
It's a healthy way to lose weight.
It is. So go to MetaFastKen.com to sign up and get your $50.
FYI, tomorrow at this time, yes, $50. Tomorrow at this time, I will be telling you that I've reached my goal.
Good for you, Rich.
Whoa.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. Serena Williams rushed to an L.A. hospital. What's the story with that? A lot of people are wondering about that, Ken.
She's recovering from a blood clot to the lung, a pulmonary embolism, and a hematoma, a big swelling of blood resulting from her treatments.
Why? What's the story?
In July, she took a really bad cut to her foot. She stepped on a piece of broken glass, and she had to have 18 stitches, and she was not out as much as she should be. She was not moving a whole lot. She was in New York in the last couple of weeks getting more treatment to the foot and then flew back to L.A., a long flight, was admitted to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles with a big blood clot in her lungs. And then this is treated with a heavy dose of blood thinner. The blood thinner caused bleeding internally, and she had a big hematoma that had to be removed.
Wow. All right, so that's nothing to
move around. That's the bottom line.
Got to keep shaking it. Dr. Ken Krona shaking it up here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Past the hour. Time now for Chuck Curry to visit with us, the author and the composer, if you will, of that great blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. Say that again, Doug. Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can get to by going to DougStephan.com. You see Chuck's picture there in the contributors box, and you'll see also lots of great things about what he is really aware of in terms of video. What's the matter with my mouth now? I all of a sudden can't say anything. With the old expression, my tongue gets caught behind my eye teeth, can't see what I'm saying. So anyway, Chucker knows what's going on in video, DVD, movie stuff. Read it. It's very interesting, very entertaining. Speaking of that, Jennifer Warnes and Bill Medley here with a song from Dirty Dancing. Jennifer Warnes is 64 today.
Ouch.
That's, yeah, exactly. I've had the time of my life from Dirty Dancing. All right, let's get to one of my favorite movies. This is one of these six movies that I can watch over and over and over and over and over again.
I know what one it is already. Winner.
Pretty easy. But winner.
I got it.
This was the number one movie during this week in 1990. So this movie is 21 years. No, you may not have it.
Originally. I was wrong.
All right, well, let's try the first clue.
We will pass through the American patrols, past their sonar necks, and lay off their largest city and listen to their rock and roll.
Yeah. Okay, I should have guessed this one, too.
That's a great movie.
Vasily, one ring and one ping.
Let's see if that's a part of the thing here. 800-510-8255. If you haven't won on Movie Moments before, this may be an easy one for you to win. You better be the first person in, though, because we take them in order, the calls. Go ahead, Richie, next question.
Be careful what you shoot at. Most things in here don't react too well to bullets.
Yeah. All right. Last
you know what, I never understood? Why don't I'm not going to tell what the movie is, but why don't they take the co-star, his co-star in that movie, his character, and make a sequel? Because he keeps making one weak movie after the other. I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah,
they haven't done.
Yeah, that would be good.
Well, the Jack, well, never mind. All right, go ahead. Last.
All right, here's your Vosley.
Give me a ping, Vasily. One ping only, please.
All right, 800-510-8255. Let's figure it out. Chuck will have movie news for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
All right, as you're identifying the movie that's in the movie quiz here, Chucker has some movie news. Chucker, what's on the top of the list?
Okay, Doug, Sony Pictures has brought in Spider-Man screenwriter David Knopf to do some serious rewrites to the now-in-production Men in Black 3. The film halted filming in December, with the second half of the movie to go into production sometime in the next few months. It does have a release date, May 25th, 2012, but reportedly they're trying to figure out how to come up with the second half of the story. Unfortunately, this is the way big studios produce many of their high-profile, tentpole, summer or winter-type films. They come up with the idea, they get the release date, but they don't always have a finished working script, and that's why a lot of these projects turn out to be half-baked, in my opinion. Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones will once again star, with Josh Brolin also co-starring, playing the younger version of Tommy Lee Jones in the time travel plotline. One other bit of news, DreamWorks moving forward with plans to do a movie based on Julian Assange and his organization, WikiLeaks. They've acquired two books based on him and his controversial organization and plan to make a movie sometime in the next year. That might make a pretty interesting film, I think.
Yeah, I mean, another social network kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
In a manner of speaking. All right, what was I? Jeez, I was just thinking about something I was going to ask you, and
first
I can't remember.
First thing to go,
Dougie. All right. Okay, let's get at these callers for you to figure out what the movie is. Barbara, what's the name of the movie?
Indiana Jones.
No, ma'am. Dan, not even close. Dan, what's the name of the movie?
The Rock.
The Rock. Well, you're warmer. You got the right actor anyway. Heather, what's the name of this movie?
The Hunt for Red October.
Hunt for Red October with what's his face? Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
And Sean Connery.
Very good.